Jesus before Pilate. Jesus stood in the hall before Pontius Pilate, while the Jews stayed outside. Pilate went out and asked, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" The Jews answered, "If he were not a criminal, we should not have handed him over to you." Pilate replied, "Take him yourself and judge him according to your law." The Jews said, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death. We have found this man perverting our nation and forbidding the payment of taxes to Caesar. He says that he is Christ, a king." Pilate went inside and asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world." "Are you a king?" asked Pilate. "Yes," said Jesus, "I am a king." Going out to the Jews, Pilate said, "I find no guilt in the man." Learning that Jesus was from Galilee, Pilate sent him to King Herod, ruler of Galilee, who was then in Jerusalem. Herod asked Jesus many questions, but he made no reply. The chief priests and scribes again accused Jesus. With his soldiers, Herod mocked him, putting on him a bright robe. Still Jesus said nothing, and so Herod sent him back to Pilate. Pilate called together the chief priests and the people. He said, "I have questioned this man and have found no guilt in him. Neither has Herod found him guilty. I will therefore chastise him and release him." It was then the custom, at the Passover, for the governor to release to the crowd a prisoner, whomever they chose. At the time, there was a robber, Barabbas, in prison for murder. Wishing to release Jesus, Pilate asked of the Jews, "Whom shall I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The people shouted, "Barabbas!" "What am I to do with Jesus?" asked Pilate. The mob cried out, "Crucify him!" Taking water, Pilate washed his hands, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man." The crowd shouted, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Pilate therefore released Barabbas, but ordered Jesus scourged. End of section 43.